So page one, which is the foreword, it reads, "I have intentionally done my best to lose you. I'm not sure if I should apologize for that. Letting my identity as you go has opened so much freedom. Even acknowledging you right now feels confusing." Almost like sacrilege. The detachment from you has grown so strong, it feels like I'm going backwards in this journey of total recollection of my total being just by taking the time to think of you. I know you are just an amalgam of ideas, moments, memories, and experiences that only lasted for a fraction of time, just like family pictures on a wall. The picture is only a symbol, a relic of a reality that has long since faded and folded from form back into non-existence. We know the picture only represents a form of reality. Its only purpose is to remind us of the respect we have for the flash of realness frozen forever through the still image. A remembering of what the real once produced. In this moment, I feel the need to remember the imaging of you. The you that has been born, crucified, and reborn throughout the dream of life. To every incarnation that is dying, yet in the new one that is on the verge of being born, I know all of you are only meant to be for a blip of eternity. I know I have chosen not to acknowledge you because of realizing how fleeting your nature truly is. I know each of you is only a granule of the quicksand of time, but I honor you still. I'm grateful for each grain, not even sure which I is grateful right now. It's daunting to even try to conceptualize, but each of you have been vital fixtures in the picture of me, you, and us. New depth is palpable. The exhaustion of each dimension of this current me is felt intensely in this moment. There isn't the finest inclination of what the next mode I will internalize as will be. It's apparent the next me is breaking through the cocoon of the current, and this version of myself will not survive the process. I can hear agendas, missions, and purpose echoing through consciousness as thoughts that are not yet but soon to be my own. That version of me feels both foreign and familiar, boomeranging backwards from futures on the horizon of being my here and now. The current me I wear is no longer comfortable or suitable for the next shift. To all my previous selves, I'm sorry for the lack of acknowledgement of you. I don't have to bind myself to you to appreciate you. I vowed to stop and admire the pictures more. To the next version of me I can feel downloading, I trust your judgment, and I offer my being to invigorate your vessel. I hand you the keys of my being to mold into the forms you see fit. I will do my best to honor you, stay out of your way, and prepare the path for you, no matter how unsettling it may feel. All I ask is you express your needs to become more present daily, compassionately and with love for all of my previous selves that have preceded me, that are now the selves that comprise your creation. Written by my husband, Brick City Buddha. So I allowed my husband to write the introduction to this book. And initially, the only reason this came about is because he was going through his own emotional healing and evolving process. And my advice to him was to acknowledge his past selves. As you heal, grow, and evolve, there are versions of you that are not able to come. There are versions of you that you have to create a relationship with so they are on board with your healing and your evolution. There are versions of you that may want to self-sabotage your progress. And so the only way to truly evolve and evolve as an embodied being is to form a relationship with the versions of yourself that are hindering your evolution. And when you have versions of your being that are still in their trauma, still wounded, still having addictive behaviors, still struggling in their process of evolving, you become a fragmented being because you want to evolve and grow and have this beautiful, abundant life. But there's still versions of you that may be hurting. There still may be versions of you that are still confused and need guidance and need love, and versions of you that are still angry, and versions of you that still may want to cry. And so as you evolve, it is impossible for you to truly do that as an embodied being if there's still versions of yourself that you haven't fully acknowledged. If there's still versions of yourself that you're still ignoring, or versions of yourself that you aren't comfortable with acknowledging. For you to evolve in the way that is necessary, that makes you feel good, that makes you feel like a full being, you have to acknowledge those parts of yourself that still may be trying to get your attention. And sometimes that looks like you experiencing the same pains over and over again, the same heartbreak over and over again, the same triggers, the same relationships, different people, the same self-sabotaging behaviors, addictions, food, behaviors, working so much that it becomes a trauma response. These are the versions of you that are keeping you limited, the versions of you that are keeping you small, and the versions of you that are keeping you in a self-sabotaging cycle, a loop of experiencing the same life over and over again, because that life validates the inner child's pain. So they continue to invite you to have the same experiences so they can continue to feel unworthy, so they can continue to feel like someone will abandon them, so they can continue to feel like they are unlovable, etc., etc. But once you know better, and you have the intention to do better, and you're like, I'm ready to heal, I'm ready to grow, I'm ready to evolve, I'm ready to stop eating foods that no longer serve me, all of the things. It becomes difficult to continue your healing journey because it feels like there's a part of you that is still kind of pulling you back. There's a part of you that's saying, mm-mm, I don't want to eat vegan. I don't want to eat plant-based. Let's go to Wingstop. There's a version of you that is still attempting to say, you are trying to evolve, but what about me? Nobody has said they're sorry to me. You haven't acknowledged my experience. You haven't told me that it's okay, everything's gonna be okay, that I'm here to save you. You haven't explained, why did our mom treat us that way? There's versions of you that still want to scream, that still want to cry, that still want to feel anger, that still want an apology from someone. Sometimes these versions of yourself that are still holding you back, they're waiting on you to apologize to yourself for the parts that you played in your own suffering. Sometimes your inner child is waiting for an apology or acknowledgement for the fact that you continue to need hard lessons. And if you continue to avoid these versions of your being, you got to think about who is stronger. You have the version of you that maybe 5 years ago just decided you wanted to embark on your healing experience. But then you have the inner child who is now 20 plus years old, who's had 20 plus years to perfect self-sabotage. 20 plus years to perfect the storyline of not being good enough, of comparison, of abandonment, of not feeling worthy, feeling shameful, guilt. All of these narratives that inner child has had 20 plus years to build and strengthen in the mind, the body, and the spirit. And so who is going to win in a war of evolving? The one that only has 5 years of experience, or the one that has 20 plus years of experience? You know, when some people get ready to get a divorce, I don't know where they say it up north, but in the south, they say it's cheaper to keep her, right? And so when it comes to you evolving and wanting to move forward, it's much cheaper to have a relationship with yourself than to attempt to sever ties with the old versions of yourself and move on, because the wounds that are still hurting will always bleed into your present reality. So instead of trying to move forward and leave those fragmented versions of yourself behind, it'll be much easier if you just form a relationship with yourself, an intentional relationship with yourself, where you honor yourself and you love yourself and you ask yourself very specific questions. You check in with what you need. You check in with your heart. You give yourself what you need. And then when that relationship is formed, you don't have to leave versions of yourself behind. You don't have to abandon yourself how you feel like everyone in the outside world will abandon you. You get to bring all of the versions of you with you. And now you have a fully embodied being that is fully on board and ready to heal, grow, and evolve in a healthy way and not in a fragmented way. Thank you for attending page one of my audiobook, Remember Who the Fuck You Are. You can purchase my audiobook on my website, candicelove.com. The link is also in my bio on Instagram and YouTube. And yeah, I'll see y'all for page number two.